So today we're really very fortunate to have Her Grace Savitri Mataji to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatya. Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for joining the call. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for your valuable time and giving us association, you know, this morning and to enlighten us on this topic of Navadvip Dham Mahatya. So now I hand over the call to Savitri Mataji. Please go ahead, Mataji.
Okay, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to all the Vaishnavas. So we are going to read from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya chapter 16. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vishuhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavunivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. So today we are starting chapter 16. Visiting Sri Bilwa Paksha and the description of Sri Bharadwaj Tila. So in the book, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur starting the chapter by glorifying the Panchatattva first. So all glories to the reveler of Nadia, Gaurachandra. All glory to the Lord of Ekachakra, Nityananda Prabhu. All glory to the Lord of Shantipur, Advaita Acharya, and the resident of Ramachandrapur, Gadadhar Pandit. All glory to the land of Gaura, made of pure spiritual gemstone, where Krishna performed pastimes during Kali Yuga. Navadvip Dham is so transcendental Dham because Lord Krishna performed pastimes here in Kali Yuga. So, as we are hearing that Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami in Parikrama of nine islands of Navadvip Dham. And in this chapter, they will conclude the Parikrama, traveling all the nine islands of Navadvip. So they came at the end in this Parikrama, during the Parikrama, to a place known as Bilwa Paksha. That Bilwa Paksha is the place, now it is known as Bilpukharia, very enchanting place. And what is that place? Nityananda Prabhu is speaking to Jiva Goswami, see, here in Navadvip, the place which the scriptures call Bilvaban in Brajadham. So Bilvaban, one of the 12 forests of Brajadham, is known as Bilva Paksha or Bil Pukharya in Navadvip Dham. The truth is being revealed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. And he is speaking the importance of this place. That Shiva, who is known as Panchabhatra, also his name, another name is Bilvakesh, the Lord of Bil, resides here. After a group of noble brahmanas satisfied him, having worshipped him with Bil leaves for a fortnight, Shiva gave them the boon of devotion to Krishna. So he is now narrating a story related with this place, Bilva Paksha or Bil Pukharya. Nityananda Prabhu speaking. And he speaking amongst the brahmanas was Nimbadvita. Nimbadvita is known as Nimbarkacharya also. Nimbaditya. Nimbaditya. Who worshipped Shiva exceptionally well. So Nimbarkacharya also there within the brahmanas group who were worshipping Lord Shiva in Bilva Paksha. Mercifully, Shiva said to him, on the edge of this village is a divine Bil forest. The four Kumaras are meditating in that forest, and by their grace, you will attain divine knowledge. The four Kumaras are your gurus, and through their service, you will attain everything here. Saying this, Shiva disappeared. Nimbaditya then is searched and found the place. So in Bilva Paksha, Lord Shiva, being pleased by the worship of Nimbarkacharya, gave his darshan. And he said that nearby place, there is a Bilva forest. Therefore, Kumaras live. And what are the names of the four Kumaras? That is coming a little later. As we know, four Kumaras' name, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sri Sanat Kumar, four rishis. And he said, they are your gurus. As we know, one bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya came from four Kumaras. That is known as Kumar Sampradaya, Chatusan Sampradaya, out of four. Vaishnava Sampradayas are, one is Sri Sampradaya, started from Lakshmi Devi. Then another is Rudra Sampradaya, started from Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yathat Shambho. Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava. So he has his own Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. Another is Brahma Sampradaya. That is our Sampradaya. Started from Lord Brahma. Another is, or last one today we are reading, that is Kumar Sampradaya. Started from four Kumaras. A Chatushan, the four sons of Lord Brahma. And these are the four Vaishnava Sampradayas because they accept Lord Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our natural dharma is to serve Lord Vishnu. We are all servants of Lord Vishnu, and our dharma is to serve Krishna or Vishnu. These four Sampradayas. And another Sampradaya is known as Mayavad Sampradaya. In that Mayavad Sampradaya, Shankaracharya gave us the philosophy that is known as theory of illusion or Mayavad. That is devoid of devotion to Vishnu. And that is totally different, based on different philosophy. So we are going to understand a little bit about those sampradayas, four Vaishnava sampradayas, along with one Mayavadi sampradaya later. So Lord Shiva said that Nimbarkacharya said to Nimbarkacharya that Chatushan would be your guru. So he searched and found four Kumaras in the Bale forest. He saw the four Kumaras, the sages Sanat, Sananda, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar seated on a beautiful platform beside Shiva, unseen by others. They were clothed very young, sorry, they were unclothed, very young and of noble character. As we know, they look like just 5-year-old boy and they never wear any clothes. So Nimbarkacharya met them, saw them in the forest of Bale. So Nityananda Prabhu speaking, greatly excited upon seeing them, Nimbadvitya Acharya happily called out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hearing the name of the Lord, their meditation broke and they saw the form of Vaishnava in front of them. Seeing the Vaishnava, they were pleased and one by one they embraced Nimbadvitya. So Nityananda Prabhu is describing how Nimbarkacharya met the four Kumaras in Bilwa Paksha, in the Bale forest in Navadvip Dham. So they asked, who are you? Why have you come here? Please introduce yourself. We will certainly fulfill your prayers. Hearing their words, Nimbadvitya prostrated and humbly introduced himself. The chapter says beautiful things, so I want to read those things, you know, how Nimbadvitya Acharya received the mercy in Navadvip Dham. Ultimately, he got the instruction and mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is very, very important for us, because in brief, we'll understand the whole teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this chapter. So upon hearing Nimbarkar's introduction, Sri Sanat Kumar spoke with a smiling face, knowing that Kali Yuga would be dark, the merciful Lord decided to preach devotion. He empowered four devotees and sent them to preach devotion throughout the world. Who are those? Ramanuja, Madhu, Vishnuetin Jan, Tumito, Chaturtho Hau, Bhakta Mahajan, 25th. Verse number 25th. Ramanuja, Madhva, Acharya and Vishnu Swami are three of them. You are the fourth of these great devotees. Who told this? The four Kumaras told Nimbarkacharya that the four great personalities are there, the devotees of God or Vishnu. They are Ramanuja, Madhvacharya and Vishnu Swami. And the fourth one is Nimbarkacharya. Look, Lakshmi Devi accepted Ramanuja. Brahma accepted Madhvacharya. And Shiva accepted Vishnu Swami. 26. Now 27. Today we have met you personally. We will make you our disciple and thus become fortunate. This is our purpose. Previously we meditated on non-duality, but by the grace of the Lord, such sin has left us. So four Kumaras said that they were accepting now Nimbarkacharya as Acharya or a disciple, means Acharya disciple, in their succession, disciplic succession or Sampradaya. Lakshmi Devi accepted Ramanujacharya. Brahma accepted Madhvacharya. Lord Shiva accepted Vishnu Swami. And four Kumaras accepted Nimbarkacharya as acharyas of their respective sampradayas, four bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas. And they also said that previously they meditated on non-duality, that is, transcendental aspect of the absolute truth. Non-duality, oneness is there. As we know from the theory of or philosophy of Achintya Bheda Vetattva, that we are one with the absolute truth as well as we are different from the absolute truth simultaneously, inconceivably. So one aspect of the absolute truth is understanding the jivas and the supreme truth, and non-dual means qualitatively one, transcendentally one. But that is not all in all. This is the one stage of understanding the absolute truth. Next stage will be is that we are also different. Our position is different. Our identification is different. So anyway, non-duality also means that another understanding of non-duality is that that Krishna or absolute truth and his name, form, pastimes, qualities and abode are all identical, same, non-dual. We cannot separate Krishna's name from Krishna, non-dual. We cannot separate Krishna from his qualities, non-dual. Or we cannot separate Krishna's pastimes from Krishna, abode from Krishna. All are transcendental, spiritual. Because they are not material, so there is no difference. By the grace of Lord, such sin has left us. Means, what was the sin part? The thinking, I am only absolutely one with absolute truth. That means the bhakti is not there. Later, we will understand more about that. Okay. So four Kumaras were saying to Nimbarkacharya. We now understand that pure devotion is supremely relishable and we have written a scripture about it. Later, four Kumaras became Vaishnavas. From being impersonalists, they became Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Krishna or devotees of Lord Krishna. And they said that they have written a scripture about it. What is that? 30. Sanat Kumar Sanghita Ihar Namahai Ei Mate Dikhatavo Hoive Nishchay. Its name is Sanat Kumara Samhita. You will certainly be initiated into its teachings. Seeing the grace of his guru, the wise Nimbarka immediately bathed in the Ganga and returned. He prostrated himself and humbly said, O Lord, Savior of the fallen, deliver this lowly soul. The four Kumaras gave him a mantra to worship the divine couple and taught him how to worship on the path of love. Receiving the mantra, Nimbaditya performed worship in his holy place, in this holy place, according to the teachings of the Sanat Kumar Samhita. Sanat Kumar Samhita is very beautiful. Book written by the four Kumaras, the philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, the philosophy on bhakti, devotion. So they also worship the divine couple, Shishi Radha Krishna, and their mantra also, the names of the divine couple, just like us. We worship divine couple, right? Shishi Radha Krishna with the Yugal Mantra. Yugal Mantra. What is that Yugal Mantra? Mantra to worship divine couple. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna Mantra. Yugal Mantra. And four Kumaras also gave them the Yugal Mantra. They say Radha Krishna. We say Hare Krishna. And with that mantra, we can have the darshan of Shri Radha Krishna of Vrindavan. That is also their goal. So receiving the mantra, Nimbaditya performed worship in this holy place according to the teachings of Sanat Kumar Samhita, means in Navadvip Dham. Mercifully, Radha and Krishna revealed themselves to him, and the luster of their forms illuminated the four directions. 36. Gently smiling, they said, "O Nimbaditya, you are fortunate. You have performed worship here." Where is that place? Means Navadvip. Navadvip is very dear to us here. We are present in one form as the son of Sati Devi. So Navadvip Dham is dear to Chor Kumar also. As they spoke, they revealed their form as Gauranga. Seeing this form, Nimbaditya was overwhelmed. Means the four Kumaras also with Lord Gauranga. In Lord Gauranga, the Lord Gauranga's form. So now Nimbaditya saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu's form. Seeing that, he was overwhelmed. He said, "I have never seen or heard of this extraordinary form anywhere." Mahaprabhu then mercifully said, "O great soul, for now keep this form a secret." Means Nimbarkacharya saw a wonderful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he said not to disclose to anyone a secret right now. But he gave nice instructions to Nimbarkacharya. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nimbarkacharya, "Preach devotion to Krishna and the pastimes of divine couple. Their pastimes are my greatest joy." Especially the Kumar Sampradaya, they always sing bhajans regarding Radha Krishna pastimes. So that was the point. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disclosed. They also worship Radha Krishna together. And they always think they are pastimes together. They also discuss and meditate. All are based on Sanat Kumar Samhita, and that is also based on Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, in Hamsa Guhya Stotra, that is there, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna appeared as Hamsa, gave very nice knowledge to Brahma, and Brahma passed that knowledge to four Kumaras. So in this way, they received the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam or from Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to them, to him, Nimbarkacharya, "Preach devotion to Krishna and pastimes of the divine couple. Their pastimes are my greatest joy." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disclosed that. Also he said, "When I appear in the form of Gaura, I will find great pleasure of pastimes of scholarship. At that time, you will take birth as Kashmir, in Kashmir, and travel throughout the land of Bharat, conquering all directions. Everyone, everywhere will call you Keshav Kashmiri and praise you for being highly learned." So, the Pandit Keshav Kashmiri was born in Kashmir. So, his name was Keshav Kashmir, Kashmiri. Actually, his name was just Keshav. "While traveling, you will come to Navadvip Dham and stay in the village of Mayapur. Hearing your name, the greatest scholars in Navadvip will flee. At that time, immersed in pastimes of scholarship, I will defeat you and feel great pleasure. By the grace of Saraswati, you will understand my identity take shelter of me and give up your pride. Then I'll give you devotion and send you to preach devotion again. So for now, satisfy me by preaching the conception of dualistic non-dualism and keep my identity secret. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before Nimbarkacharya, gave this instruction. In Gauralila, Nimbarkacharya appeared as Keshav Kashmiri, was very scholar. So he also wrote commentaries on Bhagavad Gita along with other Vaishnava sampradayas. Means Keshav Kashmiri joined Kumar sampradaya, and that indication was here, means we are hearing here, means when he was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimbarkacharya, he got that instruction. And also indication that in Kali Yuga, he would appear again as Keshav Kashmiri. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would give him pure love of Godhead. So, Kumar Sampradaya's philosophy is dualistic non-dualism or Bheda-Bheda-Tattva. Dualism and non-dualism. Dualism, non-dualism. Bheda-Bheda-Tattva. That is the philosophy. Main three personalities are Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and Vishnu Swami. Madhvacharya gave us Bheda Tattva, dualism. We are two. One is Krishna, we are servants of Krishna. Two, dualism. Ramanujacharya gave us Vishishta Dvaitabad, qualified monism. And Rudra Sampradaya, sorry, not Rudra Sampradaya, Shankaracharya, actually three main we talk about, not Rudra Sampradaya here, one is Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and Shankaracharya. Madhvacharya says dualism, Ramanujacharya says qualified monism, and Shankaracharya says monism, absolute monism. Now, Vishnu Swami or Vishnu Swami's philosophy is Shuddhadvaita Bhat. And now, Kumar Sampradaya says dualism, non-dualism, Bheda Bheda Tattva, or dualistic non-dualism. Ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu synthesized all philosophies together. They are not contradictory to each other. They are complementary to each other, giving us the supreme philosophy that is called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So right now we are understanding, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nimbarkacharya to preach the conception of dualistic non-dualism philosophy. Bheda Bheda Tattva means we are different as well as we are one. There's dualism, also there's non-dualism or dualism monism, you can say. And keep my identity secret. And in 51, text number 51, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, when I start my Sankirtan pastimes, I will preach the essence of your conception, that is Bheda Bheda, duality and also non-duality, dualism also monism. And now the famous verses we have to understand as the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That starts from 52, 53, 50, from 50, it starts from 52, 53, 54, 55. It starts from 52 up to 56. starts from 52 up to 56. These verses constitute the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in short. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disclosed this truth to Nimbarkacharya. He says, in 52, I will accept two essential principles from Madhvacharya. One is his refutation of exclusive non-dualism, and 53, O great soul, know the second essential principle is to be serving Krishna's deity form, knowing the deity to be eternal. These two principles Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from Madhvacharya Sampradaya or this Brahma Sampradaya. One is refutation of exclusive non-dualism or absolute monism, that is Kevala Advaita Bad, that is Mayabad. Mayabad means refutation, means rejection. Rejection of Mayabad. Exclusive non-dualism or absolute monism or Mayabad philosophy. That is one point. Another point is the deity worship. Establishing the principle of deity worship. Knowing that the deity is to be eternal. Srila Prabhupada is beautiful. When Krishna appears as deity form, that is not matter anymore. That is Krishna. Although deities are made of, you know, stone or metals or wood or jewels, but that is not to think. We have to think that this is Krishna and complete Krishna. How? Prabhupada says, just like an iron rod when placed into fire, we do not consider that iron rod anymore as iron. We understand that is now fire. Similarly, when Krishna descends in the deity form, that is no more matter, it's complete Krishna and powerful Krishna. So deity, to be eternal, we have to understand. And form is, Krishna's form is eternal. Deity worship means direct Krishna worship. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we know, he gave us five principles, right? One of these is deity worship. Shuddhai Sri Murti Shevan. To serve the deity form of Lord Krishna with faith and devotion. So two principles, essential principles, you know, taken from Madhvacharya Sampradaya by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave us this teaching. Now we are moving to the next, 54. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ramanuja hoite ami loi dui shar ananya bhakti bhakta jana seva ar. Beautiful point. From Ramanuja, I will take two essential principles, exclusive devotion and service to the devotees. So from Sri Sampradaya, these two essential points, principles, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted and preached that. That exclusive devotion means pure devotion, selfless pure devotion, and only devotion to Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan, no other deities, Lakshmi Narayan, exclusive devotion and service to the devotees. Service of Krishna includes service to the devotees too. We cannot separate that. Service to the devotees is also the service to Krishna. Because devotees are very dear to Krishna, very special to Krishna. So service to the devotees, because they are always engaged in the service of Krishna, so when we serve the devotees, we also serve Krishna. These two points are very important points, or teachings, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the third one. Text number 55. Vishnu huite duishar korivo shikar tadiyo sarvasya bhava rago margo ar. From Vishnu Swami, I will accept two essential principles, surrender to the Lord and the path of love. Beautiful points. So these are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surrender, absolute surrender to the Lord. Absolute surrender to the Lord. We have to finish our Krishna consciousness over here. Means we hear that from Srila Prabhupada. And what does it mean? Complete your surrender here. Absolute surrender. Knowing that I am the absolute servant of Krishna. I am the absolute servant of the absolute truth, Sri Krishna. And my surrender should be also absolute. Understanding our identity as a servant of Lord absolutely is important. So our constitutional position is to remain under the shelter of Krishna. That is the surrender. One principle, another principle is path of love, bhakti yoga. That is also known as raga marga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the raga marga, bhakti. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Raga Marga Bhakti. By chanting, we worship Lord completely. By chanting Lord's name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can glorify Lord completely. It is the glorification of Lord. It is the service to Lord. It's everything. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings also there. Same point in many places. He said to Prapanna Mishra, who is the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, he said, Iha ite sarva siddhi hoive sabar sarvokkhano balo ite vidhi nahi ar. He first gave him the sadhan sadhya tattva. Sadhan is chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and sadhya also chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the means and this is the end. And he said, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will achieve all success. Yavite sarva siddhi vaive shavar. So Raga Marga was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or path of love. And he stressed this point. Love is the most important, or prayojana. That is the necessity of our life. Love. By loving Krishna, we experience Krishna's love, unbounded love for us, endless love for us. We experience by loving Krishna. Raga Marga. So two things, Tadiya Sarvasya means I am yours. Tadiya means I am yours. Exclusively, absolutely, O Krishna, O Lord, I am yours only, forever, eternally. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Bhangsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Eternally He is claiming us as His part and parcel. So from our side also we should have Tadiya Sarvasya. Means, I am yours. I am yours only. I am yours. This Tadiya Bhava. Not to identify ourselves with anything else but with Krishna. I am yours. I am your part and parcel. Whatever I am, I may be a good, bad or ugly, whatever I am, but I am yours. Now we must be thoroughly honest before Krishna. Exclusively honest. Whatever I am, I am presenting myself to you as yours. Because you said, I am your part and parcel everlastingly. So I am also thinking that way, that I am yours everlastingly. Tadiya sarvasva. And whatever is mine is yours. Nothing is mine. Sarvasva, it is yours. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor. Orpinu tu apade nanda kishor. Everything which is known as mine are yours. Nothing is mine. Tadya sarvasva means surrender. Surrender means surrendering one's life to Krishna. Forever. All the things, all together, you surrender. My life, my possessions, everything yours. My family, everything is yours. So these two points, surrender and path of love, he took from Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami. Now he is speaking to Nimbarkacharya. 56. Toma hoite labo ami dui mahashar, ekanto radhika ashray gopi bhav ar. From you, I will accept two most essential principles. Taking shelter of Radharani exclusively and serving in the mood of the gopis. That is all. These two also are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radhika Ashray. Radharani is the best devotee of Krishna. So we take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani engages us in the service of Krishna. Serving Krishna in the mood of the gopis. This exclusive teaching only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. Exclusive teaching means come up to that level. Other rasa, our rasa start from Shanta Rasa. Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya rasa, then Madhurya rasa. All the rasas culminate in Madhurya rasa. Means one, the soul can come up to this level. Soul can serve Lord Krishna in the mood of the gopis. What was the mood of the gopis? Totally surrendered to Krishna. Exclusively for the pleasure of Lord, they live and they act. Nothing more. They do not have any other kind of thoughts. Anya vilashita shunyam. There is no other thought but how to please the beloved. Only that is their consciousness, or that is their function or business. Only one mood, how to please Krishna. And Krishna is happy by getting love. So they offer love more and more. Only that thought is only how to please. That is natural for the gopis. And remained always surrendered to Krishna. So these are the, in short, these are the teachings, eight principles that we have heard constitute Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to the world. And these teachings are very deep. In Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave us the teachings, which is the essence of all scriptures. These four principles. Not four principles, eight principles from four sampradayas he accepted and he preached. And Chaitanya Charitamrita exclusively describes about the whole thing, whole eight points, that eight principles that we heard from four bona fide sampradayas he accepted. Now 57, saying this, Gaurachandra disappeared and Nimbaditya cried profusely with divine love. Nimbaditya then bowed at the lotus feet of his guru and he traveled elsewhere, intent upon preaching devotion to Krishna, especially not only Krishna alone, but Radha Krishna, Yugal. Yugal worship or divine couple. Then Nityananda Prabhu showed one place that is known as Ramatirtha. These words that we heard came from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He disclosed these things to Jiva Goswami. Very confidential, not easily to be found in any scriptures. Our acharyas and Panchatattva made everything so simple and easy, digestible, realizable, and practicable. They made it. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to understand Vedas, Vedic literature, without any proper training and long-term training under a very able guru. That's why in olden times it was the system that the son would go to the guru's ashram in Gurukul, lived away from the home, and used to get the training exclusively under the guidance of the guru. After many, many years of studying and receiving knowledge and favor from guru, a person can understand, would understand the truth. Now in Kali Yuga, by the desire of Lord Chaitanya and mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it became very easy. We are reading the scriptures, also we are understanding, and we are also practicing. It's just a miracle, wonder, nothing else. Just inconceivable good fortune. With the help of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva, we are understanding. We are understanding the intricacies of the Shastra, the essence of the Shastra. So, Nityananda Prabhu, along with Jiva Goswami, they came to a place that is known as Rama Tirtha. So, what was the importance of that place? It is written in 59, from afar Nityananda Prabhu showed Ramatirtha to Jiva, where Balaram killed Kolasura and bathed in the Ganga with the Yadus. This place is known now as Rukmapur. I'm not sure who was Kolasura in Krishna's time. Kolasura. So he killed the Kolasura and took rest over here. And it is known as also Rukmapur. Also it is said in 61, it is at one end of the route of circumambulate Navadvip. It is specially glorious during the month of Kartik. What happens in the month of Kartik, many devotees, they read this Navadvip Dham Mahatma and they perform mentally or internally the parikrama. Although during Gaurapurnima time, parikrama takes place, but during Kartik month, along with the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, they also read this Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Some devotees, they do. So, leaving Bilva Paksha, Nityananda Prabhu, and the devotees went to Bharadwaj Tila. Next, they came to a place known as Bharadwaj Tila. That is now known as, Bharui Danga. So great sage stayed here for some time, worshipping Sri Gaurachandra. Little bit story is there about Bharadwaj Tila, that Bharadwaj lived in that place and he worshipped Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu here. Satisfied by the worship of the sage, Vishwambara revealed his form to the sage with a compassionate heart. He said, to the sage, your desire will be fulfilled. You will see me at the time of my appearance. Saying this, the Lord disappeared and Bharadwaj Muni fainted with the intense divine love. The great sage stayed here for some time on this hill and then went to visit the holy places. So this place is now known as Bharuidanga. And after that, they arrived in Mayapur. So they have concluded, means Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami, they have concluded the parikrama and they arrived in Mayapur, came back to Mayapur. They started from Mayapur and now after finishing whole parikrama, they came back to Mayapur and they came to the house of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there Mahapreme Nityananda Karenu Nartano Shakal Vaishnava Meli Karenu Kirtana. Nityananda Prabhu danced with intense divine love and all the Vaishnavas joined together and chanted. The home of Jagannath Mishra, where Sri Gauranga descended with his name, is the best of all holy places. That day the Lord's mother personally fed the devotees in the Lord's home. What sort of joy arose there? It was indescribable. And the Nama Sankirtan erupted tumultuously. Bhakti Vinod, whose aspiration is the shade of Nitayan Janava's feet, chants the pastimes of the Lord in Nadia. In this way, chapter 16 is finished. So this chapter is really very wonderful chapter because In this chapter, we understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, in short, briefly, that he had accepted two principle, essential principles from each Vaishnava Sampradaya and gave the teachings to the world. And this point is very important for us. If we understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sikshashtakam and that portion, the how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two essential principles from four Vaishnavas, Sampradayas, and gave us as teachings, then we can progress in our spiritual life very wonderfully. We understand the bhakti philosophy very beautifully. Yeah, last time I mentioned that we would discuss a little bit about the four sampradayas and also Mayavadi sampradaya. So I'm just touch. I have little time, so I can just touch a little bit. As we know that Lord Vyasadeva gave us, he wrote the Vedanta Sutra. And Vedanta Sutra is also known as Brahma Sutra or Shariraka. There are six names. You know, Shariraka, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra. What else? I forgot. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada gave us the names. Beautiful, beautiful names. Of the Vedanta Sutra, six names are there. Vedanta Sutra, about Vedanta Sutra. So, Srila Vyasadeva gave us the Vedanta Sutra. Now, the Vedanta Sutra is the Vedanta philosophy. The sutras are aphorism of Veda Vyas gave us. That is the Vedanta philosophy or Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. So the sutras have been variously explained by different commentators, that Brahma Sutra. And that Brahma Sutra is the basis of all Vaishnava philosophy. That we get from the four bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas. Their philosophies are based on that sutra, Brahma Sutra. Okay? So the sutras have been variously explained by different commentators. And from these interpretations have been arisen several schools of philosophy. As for example, one is Kevala Advaita philosophy by Shankaracharya. What does it mean? The philosophy of monism, absolute monism, Kevala Advaita Bad. That is also based on Brahma Sutra. Shankaracharya gave us this philosophy. Next philosophy is Vishishta Advaita Bad, philosophy of Sri Ramanujacharya, that is qualified monism. We should know a little bit difference about absolute monism, Kevala monism, and Vishishta Advaita Bad or qualified monism. Qualified monism means Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are the rays of Vishnu, or we are the Shesha, and he is the Sheshi, part of Vishnu, and he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Since they are all giving as the philosophy to explain the Absolute Truth, explained by different, they explain the different aspects of the Absolute Truth. One aspect is Kevala Advaita Bad. Second is Vishishta Advaita Bad of Ramanujacharya. Third is the Dvaita Bad, Dvaita Bad philosophy of Madhvacharya, dualism. We are two. One is supreme, we are servants of God. Two, two-ness. Dvaita Bad, dualism. Third is Nimbarkacharya gave us the Bheda Bheda philosophy, Bheda Abheda philosophy, Bheda Bheda. This is dualism, also non-dualism. And the fourth one is Shuddha Advaita philosophy of Balvacharya or Vishnu Swami. Shuddha Advaita, purified monism, purified monism. Shuddha Advaita, or Shuddha Advaita philosophy of Balvacharya or Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And fifth is the Achintya Bhedavet philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He synthesized all the philosophies in one supreme philosophy. It includes everything. There's no contradiction actually in all those philosophies, but they are complementary. The four Vaishnava philosophies are complementary. What is Mayavada philosophy? They said that is not complementary, but that was required. That was required at that time to give us the understanding that there's only one Brahman, the transcendental aspect of the Absolute Truth. Only one Brahman without the plurality is his mistake. We are also Brahman. I'm Aham Brahmasmi, but I'm a tiny Brahman within the big Brahman, Krishna. So duality is also there, non-duality also there. But Shankaracharya accepted only non-dualism or absolute monism, exclusive non-dualism. In his theory, that everything is illusion, the material world and the living entities are illusion, theory of illusion, not real. The plurality of Brahman is not real within one Brahman. Is so inconceivable. It is inconceivable. But his philosophy really ruining the devotion of the living entities. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exclusively told these points, right? Like in 7th chapter of Adi Leela, some of the verses are very beautiful. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked with Prakashananda Saraswati, the conversation between the Mayabadi leader Prakashananda Saraswati and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in chapter 7 Adi Leela. Very beautiful point. What is the Mayabad philosophy? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us very nicely. Also in Madhya Leela, 6th chapter, the conversation between Sarvabhum Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as in Anta Leela. Anta Leela also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. In Anta Leela, chapter 2. From 94 to 99, he said very exclusively that Shankaracharya wrote the commentaries on Vedanta Sutra, which is known as Shariraka Bhashya. Shariraka means Vedanta Sutra. Shariraka, Vedanta Sutra. He gave a Bhashya on Shariraka. That is known as Shariraka Bhashya, like Gita Bhashya. Shariraka Bhashya, given by Sri Shankaracharya, is very, very dangerous. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in Anta Leela, chapter 2, he said, 94, to Gopal, Gopal Bhattacharya, Gopal Bhattacharya was Mayavadi. You have lost your intelligence in the association of Gopala, and therefore you are eager to hear the Mayavada philosophy. Oh, Bhagavan Acharya, his brother, Gopala Bhattacharya's brother, he wanted to hear Gopala Bhattacharya's, you know, writings. And he said, I want to hear Mayavada philosophy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when a Vaishnava listens, 95, Chapter 2, 95, Anta Leela. When a Vaishnava listens to Shariraka Vashya, the Mayabada commentary upon the Vedanta Sutra, he gives up. What am I reading? When a Vaishnava listens to the Shariraka Vashya, the Mayabada commentary upon the Vedanta Sutra, he gives up the Krishna conscious attitude that the Lord is the master and the living entity is his servant. Instead, he considers himself the Supreme Lord. This is a mistake they do. Although you are qualitatively one, the transcendental aspect of the Absolute Truth is same, still we are not one with Krishna. I am not Krishna. In all respects, only this aspect is same, means I am qualitatively one. 96. 296, the Mayavada philosophy presents such a jugglery of words that even a highly elevated devotee who has accepted Krishna as his life and soul changes his decision when he reads the Mayavada commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So dangerous. 297, in spite of Swarupa, Damodara's protest, Bhagavan Acharya continued, we are all fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna with our hearts and souls. Therefore, the Shariraka Bhashya cannot change our minds. 298, Swarup Damodar replied, nevertheless, when we hear the Mayavada philosophy, we hear that Brahman is knowledge and that the universe of Maya is false, but we gain no spiritual understanding. 299, the Mayabadi philosopher tries to establish that the living entity is only imaginary and that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is under the influence of Maya. Hearing this kind of commentary breaks the heart and life of the devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, tried not to hear Mayavada philosophy. And from the book, you know, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning, warned us and pointed out, warned us about the Mayavadi philosophy, and also he wrote the commentaries in such a way, pointing out the faults of Mayavadi philosophy. What is that philosophy on jivas? That Brahman became jiva. When Brahman, Supreme Brahman, was under the illusion and forgot about his supremacy, he became jiva. What a wrong theory. So the individual soul never came into existence by cutting from the Supreme Soul. Means we are never independent. We were never independent before, and we will not be able to merge again into Brahman, Supreme Brahman. What is the Mayavada theory on living entities? Means we are all individual souls. Before we were all together as a lump. Now we are all scattered all over, like a paper, if you tear into small parts and throw, you know, in the air, it will scatter everywhere, and the original paper will be lost. Similarly, that is the their philosophy. Before we were all together, all the souls were all together as a lump. And due to our ignorance, we all scattered around now. So we have forgotten that we are the Supreme Tat Tvam Asi. I am that Supreme. They interpret in a wrong way. And we became jiva. Small, small particles. Now again, if I remember and remind myself, I'm Brahmasmi. Yes, I'm Brahman, but I'm not the Supreme Brahman. Oh, you are that God. You are same God. So, when the ignorance will be removed, what was the ignorance? That I have forgotten that I am the Supreme. Again, if I merge the Supreme, I'll become one. There's a homogeneousness, you know, means merging. Merging is like homogeneous merging. There'll be no distinction in any way. This is totally wrong. It kills the bhakti. So, if I think I'm the Supreme, so why should I, you know, worship anyone? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and actually the seventh chapter, Adilila, the conversation between Prakashananda Saraswati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us very beautiful understanding about the philosophy, a Mayavada philosophy, who pointed out the faults of Mayavada philosophy. And also he said that Shankaracharya was not at all at fault, for it is under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he has covered the real purport of the Vedas. And Sripad Shankaracharya has described all the Vedic literatures in terms of indirect meaning. One who hears such explanation is ruined. The direct meaning is what? Abhu Brahma Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam means Krishna is the Supreme Brahman. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. And jivas are eternal parts and parcels, servants of Krishna. That is the point we have to understand. So indirect meaning he gave, and that is very dangerous. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out in chapter 7, during the conversation between, you know, Prakashananda Saraswati and him. Also, in Madhya Leela, chapter 6, during the conversation between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and him. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned us not to hear the Mayavada Bhashya. But as much as he explained, we can understand that part. Right? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, whatever explanations we are reading, studying, given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can understand that part. And all other four Vaishnava sampradayas also wrote their commentaries as well as their philosophy on the basis of Brahma Sutra. But those philosophies are not contradictory, but they are the different stages in the evolution of bhakti, the different rungs of the bhakti ladder. Ultimate bhakti philosophy got the completeness completeness by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. That is called Achintya Bhedavet Tatva. Okay. So, this much I wanted to speak today. If we need to know more details about those philosophies, then we can, you know, separately we can have one class about that. Okay. So, two more chapters are left, and very important chapters in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, that is 17 and 18. And in those chapters, Jiva Goswami will ask very wonderful, relevant questions to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu will give wonderful, brilliant answers to those questions. Jiva Goswami also will disclose about his doubts of some points, philosophical points, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu also will dispel all those doubts in the 18th chapter. So two more chapters are left, and we'll study, you know, start next week, chapter 17. Okay. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for hearing this class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Bol. If anybody has any questions, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Savitri Mataji. Thank you for the very wonderful session. It was really, really wonderful. And I think you made a point that we are, you know, in this Kartik month, we are at least reading the Navadvip Mahatmya, which is equivalent to the Navadvip Parikrama. So
yes.
That's so wonderful. And thanks to you, because you took up this initiative, all of us are benefited. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Is there anything else?
Does anybody have any questions?
A comment?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Yeah, just
Hare Krishna.
How would you say is the value of studying the other sampradayas, you know, Sri and...
What? I didn't get it.
Yeah, the value of studying the other three sampradayas or you know, comparing, contrasting the four sampradayas.
Yeah, very important, actually. Uh-huh. Very, very important to understand bhakti philosophy fully. All those intricacies are there, which is, you know, making up the philosophy of Achintya Bhedavet Tatva. You know, how that philosophy evolved gradually and culminates into Achintya Bhedavet Tatva. It's very, very important. I love it, and very interesting too. Like Ramanujacharya's philosophy, Vishishta Advaita Bhad, we would see very wonderful. The jivas are the rays of Krishna, means like sun ray is the part of sun. So continuous connection is there. We are eternal servants of Krishna, parts of Krishna, and we are meant for eternity. So wonderful understanding. Madhvacharya says we are all servants of God. Same point, in a different way they spoke. They revealed the different aspects of the Absolute Truth. Mainly three points. Jiva, Brahman, and Prakriti, right? This mutual nature. We are in the relation, interrelation between three. Prakriti, Jiva, and Bhagavan. Mainly three things. to know the true nature of the jiva is very, very important in relation to Krishna. If we understand Brahman's nature or Krishna's nature, we also understand our nature. Then our all ignorance will be dispelled completely. There will be no possibility to come under the illusion again, ignorance, you know, that's why. We can perform bhakti very wonderfully without knowing that, but knowing that there will be no possibility. Means we can come to the Uttam Adhikari platform. That's why reading Shastra, understanding philosophy is so important. Kanishta Adhikaris have very little faith in the scriptures, means little understanding. They only see Absolute Truth and Krishna in the deity form. But we should not remain in that stage, because easily one can fall down. Some bhakti. Give up bhakti. Easy. So we must come to the Madhyama Adhikari stage. And there's not much difference between Madhyama and Uttama Adhikari stage. Madhyama Adhikari stage means they are the preachers, so they make distinctions between Krishna, devotees who are innocents and who are envious. They make the distinctions. And Uttama Adhikaris, they never make any distinctions. They only see Krishna everywhere. And they are immersed in Krishna consciousness. And they see others are doing so much nicely bhakti, only they are not. Anyway, to have concrete platform of bhakti, we must understand these philosophies. Dvaita philosophy, Vishishta Advaita philosophy, Advaita philosophy, Bhedaved philosophy, Achinta Bhedaved philosophy. There's five things to understand. You know?
Yeah, so will we be... I don't know if you will be doing such a class.
Well, it needs a separate class.
Yeah.
Today I just, touched little portions of all those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If one is interested to hear, then we can, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My vote is for us to have such a class.
Yes, ma'am. Important to know.
You know, I wanted to know, so the next class we can do, so it will be fresh in our mind before entering 17 and 18. Yeah. 17, 18 are the question-answer session, you know. 17 and 18 are the question-answer session and also conclusion of the whole philosophy. All those. So means we'll be understanding what is the special, unique, very... uncommon gift given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us. That is on the 17 and 18. Right now we understood from Nimbarka Sampradaya or Kumar Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two principles, Kanto Radhika Charuna Ashray and Radhika Gopi Bhav or Radha Bhav. So we'll be understanding more about that. Actually, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita about all that. Akanto Radhikashraya means Akanto Gaura Ashraya. Taking shelter of Radharani is the taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That point will be clearly described in those chapters. And Gopi Bhava. And thus philosophy, the Vaishnava philosophies, I think we should... discuss a little bit more to have clear understanding of the contributions of four Vaishnava Sampradayas, which is not contradictory to each other, but very complementary. And together it forms Achintya Bhedaved Tattva. I mean, Achintya Bhedaved Tattva includes all the points of four Vaishnava Sampradaya. That is Dvaita, Vishishta Advaita, Advaita, Shuddha Advaita, you know, Veda Vetatva and Achintya Veda Vetatva. All right?
Yeah, I think there are two principles taken from each of those sampradayas, right?
Vaishnava Sampradaya.
That was what I was saying, that the two principles from each of the four sampradayas were synthesized into the one Brahma Madhva Gaur sampradaya, right?
Well, two principles, essential principle taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constitute the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the philosophy he gave us, Achinta Veda Vetatva, is the philosophy. Through this philosophy, we can realize the absolute truth most perfectly. Through this philosophy, we can understand Bhagavad Gita. Through this philosophy, we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam or any scriptures. That is Achinta Veda Vetatva. And teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is Achinta Veda Vetatva, that he said already, Jive Sharupahai Krishna Runitya Dash, Krishna Tatustha Shukti Bheda Bhed Prakash. That is the philosophy, Achintya Veda Vetatva. In Sanatana Shiksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this point. That is known as Achintya Veda Vetatva, philosophy. Philosophy is this. And the teachings, total teachings, those, you know, eight principles constitute to us. Like first one, from Madhvacharya, refuting the Mayavad philosophy, and worshipping deities, form of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada did that. From Ramanujacharya, Ananya Bhakti, exclusive devotion to Vishnu, and Bhakta Seva, service to devotees, right? And Vishnu Swami, that Todiya Sarvasya, the I'm yours, surrender mood, and Raga Marga, spontaneous devotion to Krishna, loving devotion. Means in every aspects of devotion, we must add our love. With love you do. Chanting, love. Doing anything, love. Service, love. And from Nimbarkacharya, he took two principles, Ekanta Radhikashraya, and second is Gopi Bhav. So these are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we see in the writings of Srila Prabhupada, although all four, eight principles are always there. If you study Srila Prabhupada's purport, Bhaktivedanta purports, these eight points are always there. Surrender unto Krishna. Emphatically he says. Many times he says, you know, the devotion of gopis is the highest, topmost devotion to Krishna. Many in Chaitanya Chaitamita we are hearing more and more, Radhika Ashraya, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashraya. He came as a Radha, in the mood of Radha Bhava. He exhibited the Radha Bhava. So everywhere, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained, gave us the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the when he gave us the understanding of three principles, Brahman, Prakriti, and Jiva, he explained through the philosophy of Achintya Veda Vetatva, isn't it? That he, you know, the final verse of Bhagavad Gita, that is my favorite part, 78, right? Chapter 18, 78. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that point, Achinta Veda Vetatva. That means he explained the Bhagavad Gita through the Achinta Veda Vetatva given by Srila Prabhupada. That point he said very nicely. I love it. You know, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned last but one, in the paragraph, in Bhagavad Gita, five principal subject matters have been discussed. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, material nature, the living entities, eternal time, and all kinds of activities. All is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. All conceptions of the Absolute Truth, impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and any other transcendental conception exist within the category of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although superficially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, material nature, and time appear to be different, nothing is different from the Supreme. But the Supreme is always different from everything. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is that of inconceivable oneness and difference. This system of philosophy constitutes perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth, Srila Prabhupada says. We are one, also we are different. How? We are not absolutely one with Krishna. Also, we are not independent of Krishna. This is the philosophy. We are not separate completely or also not one completely. Inconceivable. This is the science of Absolute Truth. So Srila Prabhupada explained this Bhagavad Gita, gave us the commentaries which is based on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Okay.
You know, we say that this simultaneous oneness and difference is inconceivable. But to explain that, we give the analogy of, you know, there's the body and maybe one body part, you know? the body part, let's say the hand, right? Is inconceivable. The hand is simultaneously one and different from the body. Or we also say, you know, heat and light, simultaneously one and different from fire.
Yeah.
And so, when these analogies are given to explain that, it doesn't seem, you know, I think it is explained very well. So, in light of these analogies, it doesn't seem very inconceivable. So, why is it?
It is inconceivable because the hand is hand and the body, our body still dependent on the whole, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Part, yeah. And also not lacking the consciousness, individual judgment is not there. My hand, my finger,
right.
Is all my judgment. So we are individual, we have our individuality, we have individual choice also. We have little independence. That makes all different. Plurality within one is so inconceivable. We are all parts of Krishna, body parts of Krishna. Still we are individual. We have our individual consciousness, isn't it? It makes sense.
Okay. Okay, so the fact that the fact that we can have independent will is what makes it.
Right. Right. So that is different, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can understand that we are all, both, means Krishna and us are both of same nature, transcendental nature. Mm-hmm. Many places, Srila Prabhupada says, only Krishna exists. It's a fact, only Krishna exists. And within him, we are all existing. It's like the some examples are the ends to the cloth, right? Or on a gold to the gold ring, right? Those are the relationship, inseparable relationship, or same quality, kind of. But we are not same or one in all respects.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, when we realize that we are absolutely related with Krishna only, then your focus is now only on Krishna. That is required to perform bhakti. Anya vilashita shunyam, pure bhakti, exclusive bhakti. The Brahma sambandha, you know, in the Balavacharya Sampradaya, they say Brahma sambandha. We say diksha or initiation. Brahma sambandha or Krishna sambandha. So beautiful. I am Brahman. I have sambandha with the Param Brahma. So our mind, our consciousness will be focused in one point. That is Krishna. Realization comes through this philosophy, understanding. All right. Okay. I think, yeah, we can discuss more about that. Okay.
I guess when we do the thing, so still I wanted to get clarification about them. I think you made distinction about between the eight principles and this philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda. I think that, you know, since you're going to do the thing next
time. Yes, philosophy. It is a philosophy. This is a teaching. Philosophy, through that philosophy, we can understand the absolute truth very wonderfully. Teaching. So through this process, we can establish a relationship with Krishna in rasa. That is the point in philosophy, in teachings. Teachings means to establish a relationship with Krishna.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so the eight teachings are what established the
relationship in rasa bhajan. Yeah, in rasa. Our bhajan is ultimately rasa bhajan, right? Rasa. Establishing ourselves into a particular rasa. A rasa evolves, you know, and it becomes sthayi, means permanent.
Mm-hmm,
means
yeah.
Our rasa will be manifest when we are engaged in devotional service exclusively unto Lord Krishna, then our rasa will be manifest. We cannot make it artificial. But it will, like a seed, from the seed the tree comes out, manifest. And from the bud, the beautiful flower comes out. You know, it comes out. It manifests. So that is the point.
Mm.
Okay. Yes, next time we will discuss more about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. So I think we can end the class now. Let's
thank you
offer
so much
our...
Thank
you. Thank
you. Vancha kalpata ruvyakshita.
Shukrat paasindu vrindaja. Tanam paavanindu vayosindu namanama. Shri Navadvi Dham Mahatma ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Shri Navadvi Dham Mahatma ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nityananda
Prabhu ki jai,
Gaurav Bhaktavinda ki jai, Hari Bol, bye.
Very much.
Thank you very much.